USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I told President Putin my agenda is not against Russia or anyone else. It's for the American people. Fighting COVID-19, rebuilding our economy, reestablishing relationships around the world, our allies and friends, and protecting the American people.
President Biden's comments as he's holding a news conference in Geneva after his big summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden continues by saying human rights will always be something he cares about.
I also told him that no president of the United States could keep faith with the American people if they did not speak out to defend our democratic values. So human rights is going to always be on the table, I told him.
A new poll from Monmouth University found 71% of Americans are concerned with inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is calling for legal action against anyone who was responsible for leaking the tax records of the super wealthy to the website ProPublica.
Actual consequences as a matter of justice and as a practical deterrent. The federal government owes taxpayers nothing less.
In a recent report, the publication detailed how billionaires such as Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Warren Buffett have largely avoided paying a substantial amount of income taxes. McConnell also expressing concern regarding the federal government's ability to safeguard taxpayers' information. U.S. District Judge Terry Doty issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Biden administration's order that paused new oil and gas leases on federal lands. Doty, a Trump appointee, said the Biden administration didn't have the legal right to stop leasing on federal territory without authorization from Congress. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on the story I mentioned earlier regarding Americans being worried about inflation, much of that inflation concern is regarding President Biden's spending plans. Biden looking to spend another $4 trillion on infrastructure, which according to Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, is too much as we continue to see prices of everyday goods rising.
If you look at inflation numbers, PPI just came out 6.6%. Gas prices are up 53% in a year. Milk prices are up 9%. Bread prices are up 7%. It's impacting families all across the country, but especially people like my family growing up that struggle to put food on the table. The poorest families, people living on fixed income, are struggling. The Federal Reserve's balance sheet is causing part of this. They have an $8 trillion balance sheet. And what the Biden administration and Democrats are doing is just reckless spending is causing this inflation.
Major League Baseball says enough is enough regarding pitchers doctoring the baseball.
Major League Baseball will start suspending players for using foreign substances to doctor the baseball. The league announced it will crack down on pitchers who use any substances to enhance their grip, from pine tar to spider tack. New guidelines will give umpires the power to check pitchers for foreign substances at their discretion. Violators will be tossed from the game in which they're caught and hit with a 10-game suspension. The move comes after MLB looked into a number of complaints and found what it called a prevalence of foreign substance use by pitchers throughout the league. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.